Hey there, it's Patrick with another Mindfulness Minute here on the Self Control Podcast. Short, sweet episodes reminding me and you to be mindful as we go through our day. Now, in our last Mindfulness Minute, we addressed the problem of poor focus. Can't stay on task, can't follow through, not as productive as we would like, not seeing the results that we would like. What arises out of that? Of course, it's anxiety. Suddenly now we believe we're falling behind. We start to worry. Our mind drifts from the present to problems from the past and problems from the future. I encourage you to check out that last Mindfulness Minute if that is resonating with you and if you have not done so already. In that episode, I gave you my three pillars of mindfulness. Or perhaps for you, there's discomfort or stress occurring right now in your life. So we begin to drift off course mentally. Now, an objection to that would be, well, of course I would not choose to think this way. Of course I would not choose to be that way. But in that episode again, I encourage for you and for me that ownership and that self-control through breathing, through posture, and through a determination, we can over time start chipping away on that tendency to not be focused. Indeed, if it's a problem in the mind, and a problem in the body, let's take control of our mind and body where we can in the present. So going forward today, we're going to build off of that, and I'll remind you of the mindfulness milestone concept. I want you to pay attention to three things in this episode. First, this concept of awareness. And let me tell you, if you are here, you have begun the awareness journey. You have, in a sense, already taken the first step. What follows from that awareness? That's what I have for you today. And it is the idea of repetition. So how does repetition build awareness? And how can we, by using the mindfulness milestone, build this awareness, commit to this repetition, and begin to control our ability to focus? And thirdly, I am going to give you something that you can do today. It's something that anybody can do today, right now. And it has to do with this idea of self-control. So join me in this Mindfulness Minute and be sure to pay attention to awareness, repetition, and then stay tuned for something you can do today that I believe will make a difference. All right, so let's get into it. And so I've talked about mindfulness milestones. These are moments in your day when you choose. So for me, my weightlifting exercise is now a mindfulness milestone. I'll be down there lifting away and I'll go, hey, mindfulness milestone. Am I thinking and acting in unison? Yeah, not bad. Seem to be focused on the form of the exercise I'm performing. I'm writing it down, doing it, having a good pace. We're thinking about breathing. Great. Am I focused on the present tense? Yeah, I seem to be. Right, I'm not thinking about Sheldon from grade 4. I'm focused on here I am in the basement doing the workout. Am I practicing self-control? Not bad. I seem to be. I'm thinking about the workout itself. I'm thinking about the motions. And so this is why I keep hammering on mindfulness for myself and for you. I'll always go back to it. It does require the repetition to build awareness. This is why I'm talking about my weightlifting example, because what is weightlifting all about? Repetition. It will take time to begin to inject mindfulness into your life. And that sure has been the case for me. But let's go back to the problem at hand. You're here because there's an issue with focus, right? You're not getting enough done. You can't seem to stay on task. Your mind wants to run away here, here, here. Think about anything other than what you're doing. Of course, this leads to anxiety. Because we're spread across the present, the past, and the future. We're here in the present. But because of our superpower for seeing the past and the future, God, now we're living across three different dimensions, aren't we? So if you have an inkling that something is amiss, right? You're here because there's a problem. You think there might be something wrong. That is a great place to start. That counts as awareness. And to me, this is the most empowering thing I can give you. You are very aware of the problems in your life. Good. You are very aware of the problems in your life. That's a good thing. That is the start of awareness. To go one step further, we can now reframe that trouble, that problem, that desire. We can reframe it as opportunity. And I know how that sounds. If I'd heard myself saying this 10 years ago, I would have gone, yeah, right, buddy, what are you, on mushrooms at the hippie commune? On mushrooms at the nudist colony up the river? I went there once by accident. So let me give you another example. As I've said before, I use food as a drug. I use food to self-medicate. And I've become aware of this over time because I saw, well, I sure seem to eat a lot. I sure have poor energy. I sure am constipated sometimes. I sure have poor digestion, low energy. I can't seem to lose weight. You know, for all this exercising, I sure look pretty doughy. Over time, I began to realize, okay, there is a problem with my eating. I eat way more than what is necessary because I use the pleasure of eating to distract myself. Now, over time, awareness has developed in, okay, look, I want to eat late at night, especially after a stressful night at work. That's not going to serve me. I'm going to have a poor sleep. I'm not going to hit my fat loss and weight loss goals. Late night eating just for me is not a good thing. So I made the decision, right? I had to lay down a little discipline and say, you cannot be doing this late night eating. But that doesn't mean you can't maybe have a little bit of cream and honey in a cup of tea before bed. It may in fact help your sleep. Over time, through mindfulness, we can develop what I call, quite frankly, the ability to kind of get to know ourselves. And we can start to develop these workarounds. So in those moments when I come home, I can say first, ha, here's a mindfulness milestone. I'm coming home from a stressful night at work. I'm going to want to tear into whatever I can find in the fridge or the pantry. I know now that if I allow myself to eat any amount of solid food, it's game over and the binge is on. Okay, that's where I'm at. But if I can keep it to just a cup of tea with some honey, I get the desired blood sugar response. My mood improves. I can wind down the night. So it's in that coming home, I have to say, huh, here we go. What am I thinking about? Oh, I'm thinking about a lot of things, but I'm not thinking really about what I'm doing. Let's come home physically, materially, in the real world. Let's also come home spiritually. Let's come home to the body. Let's not be thinking about the girl who laughed at you. Let's not be thinking about the mistake you made. Let's not be thinking about all the work we now have to do again tomorrow. Let's think about the present tense, coming home. Yeah, you want to eat. Am I practicing self-control? Just enough, right? Just enough to say, just don't crack open that carton of dried dates or the jug of coconut oil or the steak and potatoes left over in the fridge. Just don't do it. But tell yourself, look, yeah, I know you're hungry. The blood sugar's low. We're feeling kind of rotten about some stuff. We're burned out. We're gonna get a little bit of sugar in the blood. Don't worry. The opposite of focus is distraction. I believe you're here because you believe that your focus could be better. What I would put to you is to consider these pillars of mindfulness. Focus on less. Distract yourself with less. Now, it may feel like not enough because the anxious brain says, well, I could think about way more than this. You should see me go. I can go through a whole day at work, working, and also thinking about everything I did wrong 5 years ago. Look at me go. Well, okay. Focus needs to become, at least for me, singular. And this is where mindfulness really, really helps. Focus directly on what I'm thinking about and what I am feeling. So I come home. Yeah, I want to eat. Yeah, I want to self-medicate. Yeah, I want to numb out. Yep, I want to numb myself with a stupid podcast and start eating. That's a lot. Why don't we just focus on coming home and hanging up our coat, talking to our partner if we're lucky enough to have someone. Don't just Next, next, next. Focus, I think, can be singular, and it can also be in shorter waves. You know, it's minute to minute, right? It's moment to moment. It's millisecond to millisecond almost. Sure, we can get into a flow state when we're working, but if we're struggling with focus, let's make it shorter. Let's make it more concentrated. And so finally, when it comes to this problem of poor focus, and it comes to that way in which I run from the discomfort in my body, it's worth thinking too about that third tenet of mindfulness, self-control. If you find that bodily discomfort, pain in your body, is distracting you mentally, as it does for me, breathing, deep breathing through the nose, improving posture, which for me immediately starts with raising the chin and following the spine all the way down from there, getting that curve in the spine, right? Shoulders back. This, to me, is a courageous act to stick your heart forward, your shoulders back, and your chin up. But when we start to round the spine, right? Chin down, shoulders forward, heart back, spine rounding. We are signaling to the body that there is a problem, that we cannot go forward, that there's something to focus on that might be much more important, right? If you're taking that shape, you're hiding, you're going inward. How can we build a life? How can we focus on what's important when we're signaling to our body that we can't go forward, that we can't build, that we can't create, that we can't express? Ultimately, the problem of poor focus for me, the inability to stay on task, and it goes beyond that. It's the inability to sort of see a vision for my life through the day and then act it out moment to moment. It was a problem of courage. Once I began to improve my posture and to take ownership of what I was thinking about, I began to improve my focus. It starts in the mind and in the body where we have control. All right, well, thank you for listening. If this content resonates with you, please subscribe on your platform of choice. Leave a review. Anything that you can give is greatly appreciated and helps other listeners find this show, and hopefully we can build a community together. Let's remember, if you are here and if you see clearly what it is that is not working in your life, be proud because your awareness journey has begun. Now, let's begin to repeat that awareness. Every day when you tie your shoes, every day when you go to a workout, every day when you are at work is a chance to have a mindfulness milestone and check in with yourself. And in that moment, you may take control of your breath and your body and be courageous. This is what took me too long to understand, is that when something is not working, when there is pain or disappointment in ourself, it is courageous to accept it. It is courageous to then stand up straight, open ourselves to the world, take control of our breath and say, I'm not getting it right today. Tomorrow is a chance to build on what I have learned. So I'll thank you for listening. I look forward to speaking with you again in the next couple of days.